morning, I got a couple of signatures.
What's this?
Got a few signatures you want to get right now.
Oh, no press charge for this.
Good.
That's all, right?
Yes.
That's good. It's the first time we have not had press coverage of the Lions, but that's all right.
Are you suggesting we not have press coverage?
I disagree. I don't think we should. We have Brand today. That's the point. The one thing that I couldn't really want, not want to rely on, because we have our own partners.
It never gets very much coverage anymore.
It also puts me on the spot to say something.
Sure.
I've covered this meeting 1,000 times.
What do you think we ought to say about the subject, what the other reading is?
a little out of that editor's thing, which was a full address thing, you know, but I'm not sure that this reworking fine. You know what I mean?
I don't think it is, if it's not on television. I think when it's on television, it sure as hell.
That's my point. I mean, we're gonna look for some Q&A opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, let's sort of say that. We'll pull that sometime.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good.
I checked out the Don Jackson thing. What he wants to see you for is to ask to be moved to the post of Deputy U.S. Representative to the OAS, which is a post that Bill Rogers doesn't want to fill, and he's particularly not very interested in filling with Don Jackson, but it's a post that isn't needed, and his plan is to just vacate it. And
Don Jackson just wants a way to travel through South America.
That's right. Jackson's indicated that if he doesn't get this post, he'll probably resign from the ICC anyway, which he intends to do, and more or less retire. And it seems to me we've paid Don off, and that's what we should let him do. And just tell him that the
CIA... I would get right to it and say, look, you check the thing out, and they're abolishing the post. Let's put it that way. Post is being abolished.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've done a hell of a lot for Jackson. Good Christ, I mean, I didn't need to do anything. I just did it as an old friend. We put him in this damn job.
We really kind of carried him through the campaign. He did do a hell of a lot then. We gave him a job then.
He said nothing. You know, play away.
Filled him up.
But if he doesn't want this,
I just like Jackson. Well, he's not. Over. John Don's not in any good shape here anymore. He's on the San Francisco.
Sure.
Fair enough. I think Russia looks damn good for promoting more media coverage of withdrawal of men and women from Vietnam and playing books.
I
know you've done it.
No, we did.
Special PIO at MACV to work stories and special coverages, features, and that kind of thing on returning troops and supplies to make up, get some mileage out of them.
You think she can do that?
That's the side of the story. Yeah,
he thinks so. No, it's a good story, Doc. It's phenomenal. And he's right on the thought. Goldwater ought to come to the attempt, come to the autotape on the Times. I'll tell you why. This makes him look awful good, you know what I mean? Johnson looked bad, so he should say that after all that this is not the twist, you see, where Goldwater could get up on the Senate floor and be a big hero and say, look, this fact of President Johnson orders contingency plans and so on and so on. He attempted to come out of the other way.
He has, to a degree.
Oh, has he already?
Yeah.
Well, good. Good.
But not like this one. He hasn't taken on the Times. He's hit the other point, but he knew that they had the acceleration plans.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, he couldn't get anywhere to talk about because they were painting him the other way. But he can switch ground and take on the
side. I feel that this is a reckless, shocking breach of security. And that I just want to fight that battle with everything we've got.
I talked to Nussiter about that because he was all charging, ready, wanting to go, and I told him not to do anything out of the committee. The committee should not become a factor in it. But that there's no reason why you shouldn't get to some of the senators under the table and let them. See, McGovern, the danger in the whole damn thing, the harm to us potentially, is that they're trying to tie us into it. McGovern and McCloskey both move immediately to say this is exactly what's going on now. Hmm. And
we have plans to escalate.
Well, or that we're not telling people what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they're trying to ask. You are all sitting here plotting all kinds of things that nobody knows about, like Johnson and Rostow are doing. And
except that we're reducing forces. That's what we're plotting.
But that's why it seems to me there's no reason why some senators on the other side can't say the opposite of what Governor McCloskey are saying. That is, they should be defending us. We sure as hell don't want to get the Nor do you want the National Committee to get into it, I don't think.
Oh, the National Committee would want it at all.
Is it just that?
The White House should get into it. I heard it go around, and I thought it would be just one of them. So it's a family quarrel, and we're not going to get into who did what to who. That's got to come through. We've got to be sure, without our doing it, that people realize they're reading history, not current events. I agree. That's why I said we will not comment on something that occurred in the previous administration. Those who were attacking and those who were apologizing for it, that's their problem. We adopted a new policy and it's working. We talk about our policy, but not theirs. Very happy, but you see, whatever the problem is, of course it is a problem. It bothers, like everything else, and just really not a goddamn thing we can do about it except to roll with it and come on. That's why you can't tell anybody anything. Believe me, they think I've been giving secrets to people in the past. You just look to the future. You cannot pass anything on to people. Somebody's, this is a good Christ, I mean, people doing this. 20 years ago, unconscionable. Trump's full of documents, huh? Get them to a resort. Unbelievable. Well, as you know, I'm sure you're way ahead of me. Let me point out that you got three suspects on this thing. You can narrow it to those three. It has to be Gill, Halpern, or Ellsberg. So if I had to guess which one, I would guess it was Ellsberg. And now you did. I just listened to him a little more when he was here. He would have gotten rid of Lake and Alex. Good, suspicious type guy. He knows. Goddamn, Bob, I can tell even on the domestic. I know who the liberals are. Yeah, the concern is you know who they are. And goddamn, if you've got a guy that's against what you're doing, you've got to suspect him. Huh?
It's an interesting thing in calling these people. I've covered everybody.
Yeah.
Except one or two.
Good.
And they all completely agree, especially the surprising ones. Like Herb Klein said, you're absolutely right. This is exactly the right thing to do. But the key is to enforce it all the way down the line. Because as we climb up at the top, they'll work
their way down the line. Where even in the bureaucracy.
No, in the White House.
White House has got to be total.
Yeah, you can't do it in the bureaucracy. There's just no way.
Total. Oh, I know. Don't dare. Well, hell, you'd never get Rogers to cooperate, for example.
Oh, that's it. But boy, they jumped right on it. But Saturday called me and said, oh, geez. Said, you're absolutely right. And he said, unfortunately, I just invited him. He's having a dinner party. You know, he has dinner he wants a week.
Yeah.
And I invited the Times guy to the dinner. He said, but it's no problem. I'll call him. Just tell him it's been postponed to August or something. He didn't bat an eye.
Good, Bob. I know I'm right about this. I just know.
Well, it's the first time we've done one of these that everybody said, yes, that's right. They've always said, okay, I'll do it, but, you know, I think you're making a mistake.
Believe me, do it on a basis of no announcement.
Oh, no.
Nothing obvious. They just, every each on an individual basis becomes just goddamn unavailable.
Just don't get around to returning the call.
I don't know who you covered, but other than I'm going to have the bastards in that White House again. Any fool. I don't know if you've got that one or not. No fools. No New York Times person in my presence. You know what I mean? In a pool. They are not to be on any airplane pools in the future either. Just don't happen.
Interesting that we put that freeze on Stu Lurie. And there's an article in some obscure journalism review or something like that that talks about how Lurie got the freeze put on him and how it extended to a point where he couldn't get anything, dried up his sources, and he got moved out of the White House.
Did he get moved out?
Oh, yeah. He's gone. He's still in Washington, but he's not in the White House.
Good. He deserved it.
But it says, you know, he noticed that all of a sudden he was never on Air Force One anymore, never in any brush pools.
It's bothering me as much. Maybe you leave that go.
You leave them off for a while.
But I leave them off for a while, you know. Other than I'll be doing a background one of these days. I'll find some way to do it. And I'll invite there at times in the post for those two. Off. You know, we've done that before. It just never happened. I really dovetail too much on the times.
I think it each day they write another little story about it. Nobody's been able to find out where she is. They picked up some big hint from you and have determined that she probably is at Bob Elkinom's island, but they aren't sure. And they decided that was probable because she took, it was learned that they had packed some fishing equipment with them.
No, that's a good observation. No, but that thing couldn't help but be plus because they saw the whole family in its best, whole content, done well. And everybody feels a little bit to whoever's coming through the, As I said, I did the Johnson. I saw it when they were.
I think it goes to the ratings on those TVs.
Yeah,
that's what his weddings that cranked them up. But.
I don't know what else can be done. I realize that the McCloskeys and the rest are going to say the same thing is going on now. My point is that that's what it is. It's an attack on government. It's sure it has on Johnson. And look at the goddamn times. They're not putting in the stuff about Kennedy they got as much.
Well, they say tomorrow they're going to.
I think.
It'd be interesting to see what they do.
Of course, they don't have anything on me.
Where he's asked to report on his Paris airship findings on SST and Lockheed.
Yeah, sometime, but that's fine. Always have him come in when he wants. Good.
Then we find the White House
photographers.
No. We didn't do their dinner and all. Tomorrow is the date of their 50th anniversary of the association. And they would like to have a small delegation call on you to present you with a pair of bookends.
Okay.
As a commemoration of it.
It's just crazy.
Normally we wouldn't do with these press therapy things, but
with them,
I think we probably should.
Absolutely.
Since we didn't do the dinners.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I wrote three that for the president. So then we're at the top of the statements of the rest. You hear your grant from the most important, but it's a goddamn chore. There's just very little talk.
Do you go to the airplane with him? Do you go to the SST?
What do you think of these little countries that they're going to talk about? It's like the Nicaragua guy, God Almighty, I think, and the things that are unbelievable. I really feel now we're off and running on a good schedule.
It'll be hard to hang tight on them.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, I think it will. It's incredible. They can come up with an overriding reason on each one. Every foreign minister, every defense minister, every special emissary, and as you say, there's always some. We're gonna fly over their heck with their rockets or something, so you gotta see them.
Yeah, okay. These days they do pretty good. The press. The wedding thing helped them around a little bit.
Sure, good thing that there was no quick in both point recently at all.
Or if we don't get something, these people in the ass, because I know there's some columnist or editorial or something pitching this morning that, you aren't pursuing the negotiating front, you know, that you're not, they're just sitting still, and that the only excuse for continuing your policy is if there's negotiations, and since you're not negotiating, there's no excuse to continue your policy. What the hell do we think? You're going to pop that bubble when, you know, one way or the other after, you know, enters that. He's all excited now because the lead up to is coming or something.
You're reading his tea leaves.
Oh, there we go.
Hell,